Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Now, in lesson 33, Cara and I have arrived at our hotel. Way back in lesson 22 and 23, we were learning how to check into a hotel and deal with some problems that you might encounter in a hotel. So let's find out if we encounter any of these problems when we check into the hotel in lesson 33. Okay, so just as we did last week, we're going to begin by listening to the whole conversation between Cara, in this case Jane, and the person working in the Hotel Estrella at the recepción.
Buenas tardes, bienvenido al Hotel Estrella.
Hola, me llamo Jane Johnson. Tengo una reserva.
A ver, sí, aquí está. Bueno, ¿me pueden dar sus pasaportes, por favor?
Sí, sí, aquí tiene.
Usted ha reservado una habitación individual y una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio, ¿verdad?
No, debería ser una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio y una habitación doble con dos camas.
¿Usted se llama Jill Johnson?
No, no, soy Jane Johnson.
Ah, me he equivocado. Tenemos otra reserva a nombre de Jill Johnson. ¡Qué casualidad! A ver, aquí está su reserva. Una habitación doble con dos camas y una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio.
Es así.
Perfecto. Bueno, ¿prefiere usted vistas al mar o vistas a la montaña?
Vistas al mar, si es posible.
Sí, es posible. Sin embargo, para una habitación con vistas al mar hay que pagar un suplemento.
¿Cuánto es el suplemento?
El suplemento es de 10 euros por noche y por habitación.
¿Y las habitaciones con vistas a la montaña no tienen suplemento?
No, no tienen suplemento.
Bueno, no tiene mucha importancia. Estamos aquí 4 noches, así que 40 euros son muchos. Preferimos entonces una habitación con vistas a la montaña.
Muy bien. ¿Me pueden firmar esta ficha, por favor?
Claro que sí.
Gracias. Las habitaciones están en el tercer piso. Hay ascensor aquí a la izquierda.
Muy bien. Muchas gracias.
Que lo pasen bien aquí en el Hotel Estrella.
Gracias.
Now, it has to be said that that was really quite a lot of Spanish to listen to all at once. There are 2 sections to this conversation. In the first section, there is a problem with the room that Cara, or in this case Jane, has reserved. I'd like you to listen to this section again and try to find out what that problem is. As a clue, you may want to consider carefully what type of rooms are being asked for. Listen to the first section again.
Buenas tardes, bienvenido al Hotel Estrella.
Hola, me llamo Jane Johnson. Tengo una reserva.
A ver, sí, aquí está. Bueno, ¿me pueden dar sus pasaportes, por favor?
Sí, sí, aquí tiene.
Usted ha reservado una habitación individual y una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio, ¿verdad?
No, debería ser una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio y una habitación doble con dos camas.
¿Usted se llama Jill Johnson?
No, no, soy Jane Johnson.
Ah, me he equivocado. Tenemos otra reserva a nombre de Jill Johnson. ¡Qué casualidad! A ver, aquí está su reserva. Una habitación doble con dos camas y una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio.
Es así.
Perfecto.
So were you able to work out what the problem was? Basically, the man at reception has two reservations in the name of Johnson. One is for a Jill Johnson, and the other is for Jane Johnson, the character being played by Cara. We're going to study the language in this conversation more carefully now. Let's begin with the first part of this dialogue.
Buenas tardes, bienvenido al Hotel Estrella.
Hola, me llamo Jane Johnson. Tengo una reserva.
Now, all this language is very straightforward. The man begins by saying, Buenas tardes. Good afternoon. Bienvenido al Hotel Estrella. Bienvenido is the general word for welcome. Welcome to the Hotel Estrella. Estrella actually means star. Cara then says, Hola, me llamo Jane Johnson. Tengo una reserva. Tengo una reserva. You should recognize, I have a reservation. Tengo una reserva. So the receptionist looks for the reservation and finds it. He then asks for something. Can you identify what he's asking for?
A ver, sí, aquí está. Bueno, ¿me pueden dar sus pasaportes, por favor?
Sí, sí, aquí tiene.
He asks, ¿me pueden dar sus pasaportes, por favor? ¿Me pueden dar? Can you, in the plural form, in the polite form, can you give me? Me pueden dar. He could also have said, pueden darme. ¿Pueden darme sus pasaportes? Or, ¿me dan sus pasaportes? In the sense of, will you give me your passports? Me pueden dar sus pasaportes. Can you give me your passports? And obviously, in any situation like this, you're listening for the key words. The key word here being pasaporte. That's the word that you need to recognize in order to achieve understanding. Let's listen on.
Usted ha reservado una habitación individual y una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio, ¿verdad?
The man at reception says, Usted ha reservado, you've reserved. And then he goes on to describe the room he thinks that Jane Johnson has reserved. Listen again and see if you can identify exactly what type of rooms are on this reservation.
Usted ha reservado una habitación individual y una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio, ¿verdad?
So, according to the receptionist, Jane Johnson has reserved una habitación individual y una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio. So, una habitación individual is, of course, a single room. Y una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio is a room for two people with a double bed. He finishes this statement by saying, ¿Verdad? Literally, truth. And he's simply checking that this is correct. And as we now find out, it's not correct. Let's listen to what Jane Johnson says about the reservation.
No, debería ser una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio y una habitación doble con dos camas.
So what should the reservation be? Una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio. So a room for two people with a double bed. Y una habitación doble con dos camas. And a twin room. A room for two people with two beds.
¿Usted se llama Jill Johnson?
No, no, soy Jane Johnson.
So the receptionist begins to realize that there's something not quite right. he checks the name of the guest. ¿Usted se llama Jill Johnson? Is your name Jill Johnson? And of course, he's using the usted form, the formal version. ¿Usted se llama Jill Johnson? And the answer is, no, no, soy Jane Johnson. I am Jane Johnson. Listen to how the receptionist reacts to this.
Ah, me he equivocado.
Listen again to this phrase.
Ah, me he equivocado.
He's saying here, me he equivocado. Equivocado comes from the verb equivocarse. It's a reflexive verb and it means to make a mistake. So, me he equivocado, I have made a mistake.
Tenemos otra reserva a nombre de Jill Johnson. ¡Qué casualidad!
¡Qué casualidad! Is a nice phrase. It means what a coincidence. Tenemos otra reserva. They have another reservation. A nombre de Jill Johnson. In the name of Jill Johnson. So then the receptionist begins to look for Jane Johnson's reservation.
A ver, aquí está su reserva. Una habitación doble con dos camas y una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio.
Es así.
Perfecto. Bueno, ¿prefiere usted vistas al mar o vistas a la montaña?
Vistas al mar, si es posible.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So we're now moving into the second part of this conversation. The receptionist has found the reservation and he asks the question, ¿Prefiere usted vistas al mar o vistas a la montaña? Now, if you don't understand this question fully, you may pick up a few words. First of all, prefiere is something to do with preferring. So, do you prefer, prefiere usted, vistas al mar? You may not remember what vistas are. Vistas are views. Views towards the mar. El mar is the sea. Or vistas a la montaña. Views towards the mountain. ¿Prefiere usted vistas al mar o vistas a la montaña? And Jane Johnson would prefer vistas al mar, si es posible. If it's possible.
Sí, es posible. Sin embargo, para una habitación con vistas al mar hay que pagar un suplemento.
Listen again to what the receptionist says here.
Sin embargo, para una habitación con vistas al mar hay que pagar un suplemento.
Again, if we're working on the basis of looking for key expressions and keywords, you may have recognized un suplemento. Un suplemento, a supplement, an additional payment. He says, para una habitación con vistas al mar, so for a room with a sea view, hay que pagar un suplemento. Hay que is something that we've come across before. Hay que means you have to or it's necessary to. Hay que pagar, pagar, to pay un suplemento. So Jane Johnson then asks,
¿Cuánto es el suplemento?
El suplemento es de 10 euros por noche y por habitación.
Can you work out how much the supplement is? 10 euros por noche y por habitación. So, 10 euros, 10 euros, por noche, per night, y por habitación, and per room. So, 10 euros per night, per room.
¿Y las habitaciones con vistas a la montaña no tienen suplemento?
No, no tienen suplemento.
So she wants to clarify here that the rooms with a mountain view don't have a supplement. And that is indeed the case. So let's listen to what Jane Johnson decides to do.
Bueno, no tiene mucha importancia. Estamos aquí 4 noches, así que 40 euros son muchos. Preferimos entonces una habitación con vistas a la montaña.
Muy bien.
She explains, estamos aquí 4 noches. We are here for 4 nights. Así que 40 euros son muchos. 40 euros is quite a lot. Preferimos entonces, so we prefer, una habitación con vistas a la montaña. So she decides to go for the cheaper room. Con vistas a la montaña. The receptionist then asks if Jane can do something. Listen carefully to this.
¿Me pueden firmar esta ficha, por favor?
Claro que sí.
Una ficha is a form, a registration form in a hotel that Jane is asked to sign, firmar. ¿Me pueden firmar esta ficha, por favor? And notice here that the receptionist is in fact asking all the people in Jane's party to sign the form. ¿Me pueden, being the plural formal form, me pueden firmar esta ficha? If it were just Jane who had to sign it, he would say, ¿Me puede firmar esta ficha? Now the receptionist finally gives one more piece of information, and that's about where the room is. Listen carefully to this final section.
Gracias. Las habitaciones están en el tercer piso. Hay ascensor aquí a la izquierda.
So, where are the rooms?
En el tercer piso.
On the third floor. And he also says, hay ascensor aquí a la izquierda. So, there is a lift, un ascensor, an elevator, aquí a la izquierda, here on the left. And he finally wishes Jane and her friends a pleasant stay in the Hotel Estrella.
Que lo pasen bien aquí en el Hotel Estrella.
Gracias.
Okay, so you've now understood all of this dialogue between Jane Johnson and the hotel receptionist in the Hotel Estrella. We're going to listen to it one more time from beginning to end, and hopefully this time you'll realise how much you've learned in this lesson.
Buenas tardes, bienvenido al Hotel Estrella.
Hola, me llamo Jane Johnson. Tengo una reserva.
A ver, sí, aquí está. Bueno, ¿me pueden dar sus pasaportes, por favor?
Sí, sí, aquí tiene.
Usted ha reservado una habitación individual y una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio, ¿verdad?
No, debería ser una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio y una habitación doble con 2 camas.
¿Usted se llama Jill Johnson?
No, no, soy Jane Johnson.
Ah, me he equivocado. Tenemos otra reserva a nombre de Jill Johnson. ¡Qué casualidad! A ver, aquí está su reserva. Una habitación doble con 2 camas y una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio.
Es así.
Perfecto. Bueno, ¿prefiere usted vistas al mar o vistas a la montaña?
Vistas al mar, si es posible.
Sí, es posible. Sin embargo, para una habitación con vistas al mar hay que pagar un suplemento.
¿Cuánto es el suplemento?
El suplemento es de 10 euros por noche y por habitación.
¿Y las habitaciones con vistas a la montaña no tienen suplemento?
No, no tienen suplemento.
Bueno, no tiene mucha importancia. Estamos aquí 4 noches, así que 40 euros son muchos. Preferimos entonces una habitación con vistas a la montaña.
Muy bien. ¿Me pueden firmar esta ficha, por favor?
Claro que sí.
Gracias. Las habitaciones están en el tercer piso. Hay ascensor aquí a la izquierda.
Muy bien. Muchas gracias.
Que lo pasen bien aquí en el Hotel Estrella.
Gracias.
And And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.